Hey guys, welcome back to episode 195. We're talking about how you might be comfortable and not playing big enough. Please remember to check out Confident Business Women's Academy, where I teach you how to make money doing what you love online. Let's begin.
I don't know what the day is. Today is Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. This week for me, guys, is my off week. We are, for my clients, we have no calls this week. However, I am still working. I am still doing stuff or working, grinding things out, and working towards building the rest of the year to be successful. So today I want to talk about how if you are comfortable right now, that means you're not playing a big enough game. And if you're an entrepreneur, you are a business owner, if you run a business and you're relying on social media and you're kind of comfortable, you are not really pushing yourself to do a lot, you're not playing a big enough game. Okay, so today I want to talk about how when you are being comfortable and you don't know exactly what to do to kind of push yourself, I will give you some examples of what to do. So, hi Jessica, how are you? If you guys, for example, someone had messaged me and said, hey, so I'm doing a launch in September and I want to, my goal is to do a 10K launch. $10,000. What do you think, right? So for me as a coach, I will tell you to stretch yourself. I will tell you, well, if you're saying you can see yourself get 10K, I will encourage you to double that. So if you initially say 10K, or even let's just say it's 5K or 2K, whatever that number is, I will personally tell you, double that original number and shoot for that. Because the thing about it is that you'll ask for something and you'll get it, and then you're like, damn, that was actually not that hard. I should have reached for more, you see? So for example, let's say all you want is a really nice red carpet for your new house. Well, Maria, the only thing I wanna have is a red carpet. And the universe goes, oh, that's it? Bam, here you go, here's the red carpet. Now you're looking at yourself like, damn, that was actually pretty fucking easy. I should have asked to have my house fully furnished, right? Got all the bells and whistles in the house, got everything that you wanted. Then you'd be like, okay, let me see if you can do that. You see the difference here? So if your goal is to reach and say, let's say you don't have any clients right now. You're starting from zero and you just want one. This entire year, you just want one client. That is playing a very small game. And I want you guys to see how, where do you guys do that in your life? Let me just get one client. Let me just get a tiny baby raise in my business or in my career. Let me just get hired and then I'll be okay. What if you actually learn how to negotiate your pay before you got hired, right? If you learned how to negotiate your pay, do you think you could get an extra $5,000 to $10,000 every year if you learned how to negotiate? Or would you just take whatever it is that's given to you? What do you guys think about that? What do you guys do in your life right now that causes you to play a small game? So this week, if you guys don't know, if you guys are my clients, you guys know we don't have any calls this week. It's the last week of the month. We take a break. However, my clients are grinding their asses. They have events happening. For some reason, all the events are happening on Thursday this week. What's up with Thursday, guys? Did y'all have a powwow together and say, listen, we're going to pack Thursday and we're going to all do it at the same time? Really weird. Everyone's doing it on Thursday all at the same time. However, that's what's happening, right? And these events are happening to network with more people, to showcase what you can do for people. It's pretty much like a presentation of what you do for people. And in the end, they make offers. Okay, so even though this week we're not talking, I'm not talking to my clients on a one-to-one basis, I am still in contact with them if they have questions, but we are still working our business. I don't know if you guys have looked at my stories. Yesterday, I went to the Gathering Place, such a cute location to film on site. It's here in the Las Vegas Valley, and it's on the northwest side where I actually live up here. So it's like maybe 8 minutes away from where I live, and it's on Ann and like 215 area, right in that area, right? And so I filmed there yesterday, did a ton of new videos for my program, did some program updates, did a ton of reels, and I'm gonna put those out here in the next few weeks, took some new branding photos, right? So even though this week I'm not talking to my clients, I'm still grinding out what I need to do for my business. And here I am with you guys, I'm doing a live, because the biggest question here is, how big of a game are you willing to play to actually grow your business? How big of a game are you willing to play? If you want to be comfortable in growing your business, entrepreneurship is not for you. Because entrepreneurship, you guys, is actually really scary. It's a gamble. You don't know when you're going to sign on your next client. Everything is pretty much on a, like, I hope things work out, right? I hope things work out until you figure out a system that has things kind of working for you. And it's kind of like your groove, right? You have like a way to attract your leads. You know how many leads you need to have in order for you to convert them. And then you also have a system that converts them. And then you have your services ready to go for them to walk through when it's ready for them and you, and it's time for them to start working through your program. And then you have an offboarding process, or they re-sign on with you, whatever that looks like. But the point I'm making is that it's never a guarantee. But how much are you willing to work through it, even if it is uncomfortable? I have a client who originally was from Texas, at the top of the year decided to move to Bali. At the top of the year, she and her husband decided to say, listen, we're gonna stop with this United States thing, and we're gonna actually live internationally and see what that's about. And that's what they did. And she relocated, she sold everything she had, you know, did all the things required to move out into the unknown tropics, however it's still unknown, right? And she had to reacclimate herself in living in that kind of environment. That is living big. That is taking on your life like tomorrow is not promised. I have another client who is thinking about relocating to another state. She is thinking about, well, I have a business that I can actually pick up in a laptop. As long as I have Wi-Fi in my phone and my laptop, I can conduct my business anywhere. And now it's just a matter of, where do I want to move? And that is playing big, right? This year, I'm doing my first in-person vending events. I have a vendors event that I'm doing in October with the wellness group. Super excited. It's, I think, the second week of October. We get a little vendors table. I get to meet people. We got a bunch of stuff happening. I'm really excited about it. I got an event at the end of this next month. We got a lot of stuff happening in the house that I can't tell anybody yet, but lots of things are happening right now. And I'm saying these to you guys because I could just not do any events at all and still run and operate my business, because the way I attract leads, you guys, is through my social media, doing these lives, doing reels, you know, doing my outreach. And I could sustain this, but I'm living comfortably if I do that, right? So I want to invite you guys to push yourselves. What would you do that's the one thing that is uncomfortable to you? Hi, Patty. What is the one thing that would like really stretch you to really go for it? What's the thing? Is it doing events? Is it to do a photo shoot? Let's say you haven't had like your own photo shoot yet. What would it be like if you did your own photo shoot? Would that be stretchy for you? Would that make you feel a little nervous? What if you decided to post 3 times a day instead of the 1 time a day? Would that stretch you? Would that make you go out of your comfort zone? And the reason why I'm having you think this way is because too often we look at our lives and we kind of just go through the patterns and the motions. But if we actually stretch ourselves to do more, like literally do the thing that scares us more, we would actually get more done and accomplish more, right? So let's say even like, for example, outreach now, like you could do outreach right now. You could get off this live and go do outreach right now in your phone. It's pretty much a virtual door knocking. Like, hey, this is what I do. Nice to meet you. Love what you have. Love the dog. Love the new lamp. Whatever it is that you see on their timeline, right? That is a form of outreach. You could do that every single day and you could literally be in front of hundreds of people. Hi, Elia. I hope you're well. You could literally be in front of hundreds of people in a span of an hour, depending on how quickly you do it, right? And what happens with that is that the problem with business, you guys, is you just need to have enough people in front of you to make offers to. So if the only problem is obscurity, right, the lack of people to make offers to, so the only solution to that is to get in front of more people. And you have 2 ways you can do that. Organically. Hi, Maria. Yes, thank you. Yes, absolutely. I hope your baby's well, too. You could do it 2 ways. Organically, you could do it paid advertisement, right? Organically, paid advertisement. Or cross-branding. Like, you could do things on other people's platforms and they would find you. Now, if you just decided to do it the cheapest way possible, which is organically, that means you get to go do the thing. So I recommend doing outreach. And if you wanted to get crazy this week, like, all right, let me test out what Maria is saying. If I do this virtual door knock and I do outreach, what would that happen? What would be the thing that happens? Well, the thing that happens, you guys, is that people will come to you. People will come to your account, check you out, see if you are someone that they would want to follow, see if they would want to transact with you, right? And anytime you do this, people are going to want to know more about you. They'll click on your link, they'll read your stuff, watch your videos, do your reels, because people are curious. You know, not every single person's going to do it, but a good percentage of them will. Because I've done it. I have people who come to my stuff and like my thing. I'm like, who is that? How do they know me? Oh, they're connected to this person. Right? Like, it's just a human nature thing. So that's the one thing you could do to stretch yourself. Let's say you did it every single day this week. What would your results be next week? And then, let's just say you wanted to get even crazier. And you found those people that you aligned with. Maybe you thought, like, they could probably need my help. You made an offer to them to work together. And that could look like, hey, book a call with me if you're interested in X, Y, and Z. Hey, I have this free seminar happening, again, this Thursday, right? All of my clients are doing these events on this Thursday. Hey, I have this thing happening on Thursday. Are you interested? Hey, just an FYI, right? This is the link if you're interested. And if you stretch yourself enough, went beyond your limiting beliefs around this. See, there's the problem with this is that it causes for people to question, what if it takes away from my authority because I did this. And that's where your mindset comes in. Who gives a fuck? Is what I say. Who gives a fuck? Like, seriously, there was a time where I had no clients and I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to do my outreach and I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care if I look desperate. I don't care if I look like I'm needy. You know, all the things that make you like stop doing that. I didn't give a fuck anymore because it took me like, I think, 2 or 3 years until I actually decided to like really dive into sales. And sales outreach is kind of like a form of sales. It's kind of like a soft selling pitch, you know, but even just the soft selling pitch can freak a motherfucker out. And so, but at that point I was tired of not making any money. So I decided to do this outreach thing. I just decided to say hi to people. And then it worked, right? It started working. I love to say that my first year in business, I did, in like real business where I decided to get fucking ham and go crazy, I booked 112 strategy calls, all from Elia Bean says so true. Jessica says, ha ha. I'm glad you think this is enlightening funny. But the first year I booked 112 strategy calls doing outreach, virtually saying hello to people. 112 strategy calls. Now, I wouldn't have booked those people had I not done the outreach. Because the way, you know, marketing is cool if you have if you know how to do A to Z. In the beginning, my marketing was only from A to G. Okay, like I knew how to make it captivating. I had no clue how to do a call to action. I did not know how to be like, hey, you know, if you really enjoy this, but I didn't know how to do that in the marketing piece, right? So my marketing was halfway bringing them in. And then when they were in, what do I do now? What do I tell them now, right? So, but my DMs, somehow, that was from the rest of the alphabet. So whatever the letter after G, A, B, C, D, E, G, H through Z, right? So my DMs was pretty much the rest of the selling point. So anytime someone would see me and hear me and like, oh, this person just liked my stuff. They just DM'd me. Who is this person? They look at my thing. They'd be like, oh, I really like her. She's inviting me to book a call. Let me do it, because I had built a timeline of amazing content, right? The A to G content. And then in the DMs, that is where I was able to get them out of Instagram and book calls with them. None of this, you guys, I learned through these programs I took. No one told me to do cold pitch, because DMing is essentially cold pitching. Like, hey, how are you? This is what I do. Interested? Ta-da! Right? Hey, this is what I do. Ta-da! And then, like, you know, a lot of people would be like, I don't know. You don't talk to me. And that wouldn't stop me. Like, I kept doing it. I kept, like, I was, like, on the grind. I was going to make this work one way or another. Someone is going to book a call with me and say yes to me in my coaching program. And so what I'm trying to say here is, in my first year, I stretched myself. I made myself uncomfortable until the point where it became my comfort zone. DMing people now, it's fucking easy. I can do that and be like, yo, this is what I do, ba ba bam, right? And like, it's all good up in here, okay? If you're nervous, it's cool. I'm good. Don't be nervous. It's cool, right? But then back in the day, I was tripping like, oh my God, ah! Roller coaster ride, right? But the point I'm making is that you can actually make this a part of your new comfort zone. But in order for you to make it a comfort zone, you have to go through it being uncomfortable. So where are you guys holding back in your business? Where are you holding back where you know you can really go in and double down, right? Where can you really go in and meet new people and really make offers? Because the key to success in business, period, is making offers. If you meet people, like for example, if you go to networking events and you don't fucking like make an offer, like, hey, this is what I do. What do you do? Are you interested? obviously you would have to have some tact with that. But if you don't make any offers in connection, right? Like, hey, follow me and I'll follow you. Hey, where's your business card? Awesome. I think I might actually need you. Something like that, that kind of grows the relationship a little bit more besides or beyond the passing vibe of networking. That's why I don't like networking. Because networking, there's this thing where it's like a popularity game. I'm not about popularity, guys. I am about being of service. That's it. I'm not trying to go there and be like cutesy pootsy. I will go there and be like, this is what I do. This is it. This is what I do. Right? Want to talk about that? I'd love to learn about you though, right? But it's not this thing where it's like, I don't know, for some reason networking to me is like, there's like this nose in the air kind of vibe, and I don't like that. Maybe it's the networking events I've been to. Guys, can you guys comment about your networking events and experiences? Is it the same thing or is it just me? But the point I'm making is, how can you stretch yourself and how can you make offers to people? Let's say you do go to a networking event and you collect maybe 10 to 15 cards. And you say, hi, nice to meet you. I'm so excited to meet you. I'd love to learn more about you. Let me check out your Instagram. Let me see what you're doing on your website, whatever it is that you do, right? And then let's say you throw those 15 emails to a ConvertKit or like some sort of email sequence that says, hey, it was so great to meet you at this event. Loved connecting with you. I'd love to have like a one-on-one chat with you about your business or whatever, about your whatever it is that you do, right? What if you were to do that and you're able to convert one client out of the 15 that you've met? Would that networking event be worth it to you, right? And let's say your one client can be upwards to $2,000 to $5,000 to $10,000. Or let's say you find people that know people that need you at this networking event, right? And this is the kind of things that I want you guys to start thinking, not just networking events, but what can you do right now, sitting where you're at, where you can meet more people. Again, I'm all about the virtual thing. I have two kids. If I don't have to leave the house, I won't. Right? Like if you don't gotta leave the place, your place, you won't. So why don't you do, you could do virtual and door knocking if you wanted, right? And if you're my client, you know how to do it specifically. You want to make sure you do it to the group of people that you know may be interested in what you do. You're not going to go to like some random group and then try to poach that audience. Like you want to make sure it's aligned with your services and what they may need from you. What else can you do to actually extend your comfort zone? Could you do some events this year? Could you do more virtual chats? Like this Thursday, I'm doing a Las Vegas local virtual chat thing. I did it once before with a group of women that I've met in a Facebook group. They're all from Las Vegas. And it was a really great turnaround. I got to meet amazing Las Vegas sens, Las Vegas and entrepreneurs, right? And it is one of the things that is stretching me to go beyond my comfort zone. And I want to invite you guys to go beyond your comfort zone this week. What can you do differently that you have been doing? Maybe you can double up on your posts, triple up on your posts. Maybe change up some hashtags. Maybe test out when you post. Let's say, you know, you post a reel at 1. I don't know if you're up at 1, but let's say you test a reel at 1, test it at 5, test it at 12 p.m., you know, and you want to take a look at what works better, what works the most, which converts the best. And sometimes it's like these weird hours. However, the point is that when you figure out that stuff, you can actually double down on what's working, okay? So I want to know, what are you going to do to push yourself this week? And if you are comfortable, that means you're not playing a big enough game. And I encourage you to play a bigger game to double your income goal this year. If your income goal is 10,000, 20,000, double that. So it's either 20,000 or 40,000. Because I promise you, you work smart enough, you will reach it. And I would rather you reach the bigger goal than the one that you set. All right? Okay, that is it for me. I'm having dinner. Have an amazing rest of your evening, and I will see you guys again. Mwah. Facebook? Bye, guys.
If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.